USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Inauguration Day approaches, what do we know about the 25,000 National Guardsmen and women? That's the FBI thoughts, as the FBI is vetting every National Guard member stationed in the nation's capital. The FBI began screening the National Guard troops upon their arrival to D.C. over a week ago. In addition to the review, Guard members are also receiving training to detect potential insider threats. Two separate migrant caravans of about 5,000 people are moving from Honduras toward the U.S. border, calling on incoming Biden administration to honor their commitment and open up the border. A Biden transition official, however, warned migrants against coming to the United States, saying, "Now is not the time to make the journey." The National Park Service is reporting a San Jose man remained missing on Monday after he was swept out to sea off the Point Bonita Lighthouse Trail near the San Francisco Bay entrance. Known as King Tides, heavy surf will continue for the next couple of days. USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV with great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
More arrests in D.C. as the military zone around the Capitol prepares for Biden's inauguration Wednesday. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
At least three people have been arrested at security checkpoints in D.C. in the days leading up to the inauguration. Two separate men from Virginia and a woman from Connecticut. Authorities say 31-year-old Wesley Beeler had an unregistered firearm and hundreds of rounds of ammunition when he was stopped by authorities. He tells WUSA 9.
I'm not a bad person, and it was just an accident that was made because I forgot to take my time to leave for work and take my firearm out of the truck before I left Virginia.
Beeler said he had a security badge for the inauguration from his employer. 22-year-old Guy Berry was arrested for carrying an unlicensed firearm, three high-capacity magazines, and three dozen rounds of ammunition. 63-year-old Linda McGovern said she was part of the presidential cabinet. She was given a psychological evaluation. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
Is your prostate waking you up more often than your alarm clock? The fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart. Visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
More coronavirus vaccines could be available in the coming weeks. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has more.
The nation's top disease expert says the U.S. is just weeks away from possibly approving another coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Anthony Fauci says vaccines developed by Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca could soon have enough data gathered to be considered for an emergency use authorization from the FDA. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that data could come within a week or so.
They have a lot of events meaning infections within the context of the trial. So their data, I think, very soon, I would imagine within a period of a week or so, or at the most a couple of weeks, they're going to be getting their data together and showing it to the FDA. Obviously, they're going to have to get their data and safety monitoring board to look at it to see if it is appropriate to start, you know, essentially putting the package together to get an emergency use authorization. But we're weeks away, not months away for sure.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
About 2% of the people in the United States have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. About 60.6% of the vaccines distributed have yet to be used. The games before the National Football League Super Bowl will take place Sunday the 24th. After beating the Saints, the Tampa Bay Bucks advance to play the Green Bay Packers, 3:05 p.m. on Fox. In the other game, the Buffalo Bills travel to Kansas City to play the Chiefs, 6:40 p.m. Eastern on CBS. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.